T, Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And we're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com on this February 4th. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, as I fumble, bumble, and stumble. And I'll tee it up with John Rieger here in a bit. I'm down at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios. A bit brisk today, so I brought the old carcass inside the clubhouse, and we've got a great show for you. We're here each and every Saturday from 11 and 12 inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And we're just right across from Tropicana Field. If you haven't been down here, right across the street, about a driver and a pitching wedge for John Rieger, and maybe one, two putts. That's how close we are. Always a lot of fun down here. Come down and see me, and we'll give you a little swag, and they throw you in body armor at the time. And we talk world of PGA champions, LPGA, collegiate. We'll get into the high school world a little bit later on in the spring here in the Sunshine State. It's the Mecca of golf. And of course, we're going to be immersed in the middle of it each and every week and throughout the entire season. We're going to be sending the big old Oscar Garner the third. He's our celebrity caddy. Oscar will be on the next show. We've got Luke and Big Storm supporting us, and we've got a great new launch. We're going to be talking more about it. A new personality, Patty the Cart Girl. She's going to be our On the Tee Florida on the course correspondent and entertainment hostess. She could be coming to a charity event near you, and all you got to do is reach out to me at mrickard@gmail.com. We've got a special guest outside the ropes with Michael Rickard. He'll be back next week. He's on his way to his new career, and I guess we got to get somebody to replace him. And we got Kerry McNally, comedian, golfer, broadcaster. He's going to be absolutely entertaining here in a few minutes. So let's tee it high and let it fly, and let's talk to John Rieger up in Crescent Beach, Florida, my man. Happy Saturday, happy 4th, and how are things going to be?
I tell you what, it's just a beautiful day up here. I just communicated with Wild Bill Stereau, who told me it was 39 degrees on the golf course this morning, and now I know why you're inside, but... Crescent Beach, the weather's beautiful. It's about 53 degrees, and looking forward to a great show this week.
We got a great show. We've got Kerry McNally teed up. But let's real quickly go over that leaderboard at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, because he has some conversation that will take place that relates to Pebble Beach. And I'll tell you what, it just isn't what it – it's the watered-down version, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am from Carmel, California. Cornia, it was, you know, at one time the Bing Crosby, the Clambeck. It was the Bob Hope. And it's hard to watch. And it has a watered-down, you know, field as far as I'm concerned as well there, John.
Well, yes, it is, because upcoming during the week of the Super Bowl will be the Waste Management Phoenix Open, and that is one of the elevated events for the – 2023 PGA Tour season, so this is the last event, I believe, before that, and this is a great event in a lot of ways. In fact, it's not so much the star power of the golfers anymore, because some of the star power went to LIV Golf. You know, Dustin Johnson was greatly missed. You know, he won this tournament a couple times, and even Jordan Spieth this week came out and said he really missed having him at the tournament, because that was part of the definition of the whole thing. But you're right, this was the Crosby Clambake for years, but AT&T has taken over sponsorship of it. But they've kept the format. They kept the format where you play with a celebrity, and there's all kinds of great celebrities from the sports world and entertainment and music world that play in this, both men and women. And there's a local guy named Ted Potter who won this PGA Tour event. It's been about 5 or 6 years ago, and as a defending champ, he's from Ocala, as a defending champ, he got to play in the putting challenge they have. I think he paired up with Aaron Rodgers, and he won $5,000, and he gave it to the first tee of Greater Ocala. So there's a little local connection there from Florida to that event. But however, it's played over three golf courses, Spyglass Hill, the Pebble Beach Links, and then the Monterey Peninsula Club. And so what happens today is the cut. I remember last week we were doing the leaderboard, and I couldn't get it right on what the final round was, but now cut after three rounds. There's 150 pros. They cut down to low 60s and ties. And there's also, for television, there's a lot of fun, especially on Saturday, because they set up usually on the par three, and they usually have the marquee names playing the Pebble Beach course last. And the top, I think it's top 10 or 12 pro-am teams, they get to play on Sunday with the leaders. So sometimes, yes, the person wins the tournament. Was actually the person also won the pro-am. I know Bill Murray did this about 10 years ago with DA points. They actually won the pro-am portion. So very entertaining. But yes, you're talking about a leaderboard. Kitayama is from Japan, and he's leading at 9 under. But what happens is with this particular golf course and everything, they moved up the tee times a little bit because they know that it's going to be very, very windy, and this golf course is trouble enough with the slight wind. So anybody within the top 30, I think, has a chance to move right up that leaderboard. There's a ton of people at 8 under. You know, Kitayama won the CJ Cup on Congaree in South Carolina about a year or two ago, and so he is a PGA Tour winner. Kevin Mitchell, who won the Honda Classic years ago in South Florida, he's at minus 8. And then you're followed by, yes, the leaderboard, Mike, that you may not recognize. Wu, Bramlett, Laboda, Power, Kotahara. You get down to tie for six. It's Scott Stallings, who's actually a multiple winner on the tour, so maybe this is going to be a breakthrough week. So all in all, three golf courses, going to be windy conditions, and the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am will be very entertaining to watch. We don't have any competition football, I think, that's going to override you having an excuse to watch it. Plus, the tournament, again, it's on the West Coast, so you get a little primetime viewing.
Exactly, and that's brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, good friends over there at Sea Dogs on Sunset Beach. And there's not much star power on this leaderboard, but we brought some star power to the airwaves today, and let's bring him right into the conversation. It's brought to you by Shrimpy's Waterfront. He's in New York City, the Big Apple, and he's Kerry McNally. What's going on, brother?
So basically, I jump ship in Hong Kong and make my way over to Quebec. And I get on there, Mike, as a looper on a course over there in Hamilton. Looper, you know, a caddy, a jack. So I tell them I'm a pro jack, and who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes. The grace. Bald. Striking, really. So I'm on the first tee, and I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter, the Lama. Long. Into a 10,000-foot crevice at the base of this glacier. And you know what the Lama says, Mike? He says, Gunga Lagunga. Gunga Lagunga. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. So I say, hey, Lama, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me, Mike. Which,
oh, my God. I tell you what. I told you it was going to be entertaining, and he is comedian, broadcaster, golfer, man of all trades, and he's Kerry McNally, and we're blessed to have him join our airwaves. He's going to be a frequent guest. How are things in the Big Apple besides absolutely freezing, my friend?
Oh, Mike, it is 10 degrees, but it feels like 0 degrees. I'm actually at the Conrad Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, in a beautiful hotel way up high on the 44th floor, looking north at Central Park South, thinking there's nobody in the park for a good reason because it's absolutely freezing up here. But it's an honor to speak with you. Excited about being a part of On the Tee Florida in any way I possibly can. I came up to do some stand-up comedy last night and had some dinners with some old friends. And, in fact, an old golfing buddy of mine, we used to go up the Cross Bronx to this place called Spring Valley. We created a song, Oh, Spring Valley. And so we were singing that last night at his place, Luke's Bar and Grill on the Upper East Side. But it is freezing here, and it's fun that you guys are talking about the AT&T because, as you know, Mike, I've now been involved with the Legends Invitational at Pebble Beach, and it's now going to celebrate its 32nd year, November 9th through the 13th. It's always Veterans Day weekend because it does support the Navy SEAL community and specifically the Navy SEAL Museum, which is over on the East Coast in Vero Beach, which is where the SEALs were born. That's where they first trained. They were tasked with the mission of swimming to shore off the coast of Normandy and blowing up those barricades to clear the way for the troops during the D-Day invasion. That's where Navy SEALs or frogmen were born, and they were trained over there in Vero Beach at a place called Fort Pierce, and that's where the Navy SEAL Museum is. And so this golf tournament, which combines former NFL legends, and it's a who's who: Brian Kelly, Randall McDaniel, Beasley Reese, Jerry Rice, Jim McMahon, Jan Stenerud, Lawrence Taylor, John Daly played with us a couple of years ago, with these Navy SEALs, and it is a really very special weekend. We play all three courses. We play the Links at Spanish Bay Day 1, Spyglass, and then, of course, Pebble Beach. It's a five-man team format, best two balls, low gross and low net. And, again, it raises money for the Navy SEALs and a number of their non-for-profit foundations that support SEALs and their families.
We're talking to Kerry McNally, as I had alluded to, and in our promos yesterday, a comedian, broadcaster, golfer, and that Carl Spackler rendition was spot on, my man. You are going to open many shows and do some promos for us because nothing brings a smile on anybody's face that's ever watched the cinematic classic, as I call it, to my children.
I don't know that there's a bigger fan of Caddyshack than I am. And what's fascinating about that monologue, that little soliloquy, is its absurdity. It's just like, so he jumps ship in Hong Kong and then makes his way to Tibet. Like, that's 1,000 miles away.
Tom Gribson sitting across from me, and when we had lunch the other day, and I know John Rager appreciates these stories. I think you were telling a little behind the scenes that in a couple of scenes, essentially, Bill Murray and Chevy Chase, they were ad-libbing and they ran with it, which just absolutely astounds me, the talent and the immense creativity those guys have.
For sure, yeah. The scene in particular that I remember learning about, and Harold Ramis, the very young Harold Ramis was directing it, and he thought at any moment the studio was going to come in and just shut him down, go, all right, enough here, this is ridiculous. But he noticed about halfway shooting through the movie, looking through the script, and he said, gosh, I have two comedic geniuses in Bill Murray and Chevy Chase, and we don't have a scene with them together. And so he sat down with them at lunch and he said, can we try and shoot something? And they were like, where are the pages? And he said, just wing it. And so that scene in the equipment place where he says, Carl, you live here? And he goes, yeah, what do you think? He goes, it's awful. That is completely improvised. The whole, Kentucky bluegrass and Hawaiian sensimilla and the cannonball and all of that. If you can find the classic 25th anniversary DVD special, not that anybody uses DVDs anymore, they'll show you the first take of it, and in the middle of it, somebody knocked over a light, and you can hear Hal Ramis yell, cut! And he said, okay, just do that again, and then I guess Bill Murray said, how do we finish the thing? He goes, I don't know, pick up the leaf blower or something. And so that was the take you see in the movie is actually the second take, and it's completely improvised.
Well, it's brilliant, and given the budget that they had, it's got to be, from a investment perspective, the greatest return on an investment in the industry by far. And then I shared with you, and I know John Rager, we'll bring John in a second. I know he's aware of this because he lived in the area, but I told you guys at lunch that that scene where they've got the dynamite and they're chasing down the gopher, that was filmed in Orlando, and I don't know which track. Maybe John knows. But they actually put the Orlando airport on high security because no one had taken the time to alert the local authorities that there was going to be some explosions taking place. And they got quite a fine for that, I'm certain.
That sounds about right.
Mike, I got to step in here and do cleanup on aisle 6 again. It was actually filmed down in Fort Lauderdale at a golf course called Grand Oaks. And when you watch the movie, it looks like it's from the Midwest, somewhere in Illinois. And there it is in Florida.
Okay.
Well, thank God to have you as my editor on a weekly basis. Kerry, say hello to John Rager. You guys need to go out on the links one of these days. We've got a new cart girl, patio drive. I'll be behind making certain that there's we're not holding anybody up, because you guys will tell stories all day long. But John Rager, Kerry McNally.
Well, Kerry, welcome to the show, and I can tell you, I went and looked at all your stuff a few days ago, and I have a John Rager Golf Report every week that goes out. We cover golf, lifestyle, and travel, and so you were one of our features on our Golf Report this week, and I can tell you that you are truly a renaissance man. I mean, now our listeners think you're just a comedian, but you're the man with you're a funny man with a business plan. You've got all kinds of things going on. I've watched your videos, your stand-up routine, and you truly are funny. And you also have an endeavor called St. Pete Films. It's a serious endeavor. So with that, we're just excited to have you on the show each week, and we look forward to you're going to have to now, you're going to have to be like the second coming of Rich Little. We're going to have many different characters you're going to have to work on each week for our show. Okay.
That's great. That'll make me do my homework. Yeah. I'm very, very blessed in that I was able to start my broadcasting career while on active duty in the Marine Corps with Armed Forces Radio and Television overseas in Okinawa, Japan. It was before that movie, Good Morning Vietnam, came out with Robin Williams. And I was sort of that guy hosting Good Morning Okinawa. And then from there, spent 6 years on the radio in New York and matriculated over into TV. And I'm very blessed of the career that I have, and be able to do a lot of things that I really love, and especially this tournament, Legends Invitational. If you guys get a chance, check it out at legendsinvitational.com. It's a really phenomenal tournament, and it's a blast. John Daly was with us a couple years ago, and it is a very, very special golf tournament. If you get a chance to do it, especially if you're a veteran or if you know a veteran, it's a lot of fun, and it's every year. Veterans Weekend. So I think it's the longest running privately owned golf tournament at Pebble Beach. And it's a lot of fun. And I can't wait to continue to chat with you guys on Saturdays. I'll be down there at Berks next Saturday, Mike. So gear up, baby. I'm bringing it live.
We'll be ready, my man. Hey, share with our audience a little bit where you're from originally, where you went to high school, your advanced education. We like to introduce our guests, and since you're going to be a regular, maybe they get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, sure. I was born outside of Boston, a little town called Framingham, but really grew up on Long Island in Nassau County, or as we say here in New York, Nassau County, in Long Beach, about five blocks from the ocean. Played three sports in high school, played soccer, basketball, and baseball, then tennis, basketball, and baseball. And then, like I said, I was 4 years active duty in the Marine Corps. And that took me to places like Norway and Europe and the Philippines, South Korea. I was in South Korea for a little bit. And then my last year was in Okinawa, Japan. And that's basically it. And then radio and TV here in New York, lots of HSN. I'm really proud of the fact that I've been on HSN for almost 20 years, presenting top quality brands nationally on TV live. Hosted a show called The Rocket Challenge on Discovery Channel. Worked for NBC Entertainment, hosting a show at 30 Rock in New York City called Shop and Style. And then also worked for CBS News as a fun feature reporter for CBS. So, yeah, I've been around the block a couple of times.
How did you meet Tom Gribbins? I was blessed to meet him about 2 months ago. How'd you two hook up?
Well, so I do comedy out at the club that he is the co-owner of, called Coconuts Comedy Club, which is right on St. Pete Beach. It's a great room for comedy. It's a great place to just go out there and work on new material. And I met him through Joe Hamilton, the gentleman that runs The Catalyst, the online, wonderful upstart online newspaper, at a Rays game. Tom and I just hit it off immediately. I mean, he's a legend, musician-wise, as you guys know.
Hey, be careful. He's sitting right across from me. I got to be able to maintain this room.
I'm a big fan of Tom's. I'm a really big fan of Tom's. And then he recently asked me to open for the big Five Arts comedy show at the Palladium with Eddie Brill, Nick Griffin, and Caroline Ray. I was honored to do that. My whole family came down.
You did a superb job, by the way, brother, and I mean that without sitting across from Tom. I am a novice going to comedy shows, and my girlfriend and I, we laughed for 2.5 hours. I mean, I was that entertained, and you did a superb job of keeping the flow for the evening.
Thank you. I got a new one for you that I just wrote the other day. You guys want to hear one of the new topical jokes I just wrote?
Let's do that, and then let's have a Carl Spackler tell us goodbye, and then I got to take a break. How's that sound?
Okay, cool. So the latest news is that, you know, Paris Hilton, very famous Paris Hilton, she just gave birth to her first child, and appropriately, the baby was delivered by room service. There you go.
And Paris Hilton actually has matured, I believe they say.
Yes.
What would Carl have to say about that, I guess, would be the big question.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this, Mike. I met Paris Hilton. It was very exciting. Very beautiful figure. Absolutely fantastic. But not the five-star service I thought, frankly. So only 3 stars on Yelp. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he's Kerry McNally. Have a great weekend, my man. I'll talk to you when you get back down here. We look forward to next Saturday where you're live in person down here at Ferg's, our 19th hole clubhouse studios. We'll have some laughs, throw a few beverages down, and we'll talk to John Rager. We'll get him down here sometime in March.
Okay, looking forward to it. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
All right, let's take a break here on the T Florida. I've got Tom Gribben sitting across from me, John Rager, and we'll have a conversation with him and talk a little more golf. We'll be back from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Hold on.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I'm Captain Jeff Vickers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Visit RadioSaintPete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSaintPete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSaintPete.com is where local music lives.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
To On the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. And that conversation was brought to you by our good friends, John and the gang over there at Shrimpy's Waterfront. I got to tell you what, I got to put a plug in for Sea Dogs, man. I'm telling you what, I stopped in there to see Charlie Breakiron. Charlie is the... He is the general manager and partner, and they now have a new menu that came out, and the most unbelievable, his grandmother and his mother's, they had restaurants in Ohio. Their rolls, I love rolls, Tom Gribben, and I'll tell you what, these babies were to die for. We ate over there Wednesday, and I'm telling you what, that they've got that cinnamon butter with the honey. Fresh out of the oven, and they were just phenomenal. How was your grouper sandwich the other day? Was all star.
You know, that's one of the best places in town, Black and Grouper at Sea Dogs.
It was Grouper, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and so I got to do it. I always have to do a plug for them. And with that, John Rager, we'll get you down here. You'll absolutely love it. Bring your bride along. But I want to introduce you to Tom Gribbins. He was responsible for Carl Spackler making his first appearance here with his Caddyshack shtick, and that was fun. But Tom Gribbins, John Rager.
Hey, John, how are you?
Tom, it's great to meet you on the radio here. You know, I did a little research when Mike said you were going to be more in part of our show and get involved, and so I listened to a couple of the shows that you did that broadcast after us on Mike's Sports Connection show, and I immediately texted him. I said, "That's the absolute best guest you've ever had, Mike. I know I've only been listening to you for a year, but this is something." So I did a little research. I looked you up, and I thought you were seven different people, because looking at your background and all the things you've done, it's incredible. You're an attorney that practiced in front of the Supreme Court. You're a comedian. You're a famous musician. It's unbelievable all the different things that you've done in your life, and I don't think you're done yet. So what are you up to these days?
Now I'm a radio guy, John, and it's funny when you mention all that. I was giving a speech once, and my mother was standing in the wings, and they were announcing me, and went through all that whole resume. Oh, attorney, a musician, an author. And I said, "How's that sound, Mom?" And she goes, "Sounds like a man who can't keep a job."
Sounds like a mother,
you know,
right?
I can attest to that. There's this, I won't name the name of the club, but there's this beautiful old money golf club in Tampa Bay. And being a PGA golf professional, the members of the club came to me because they wanted me to interview, because the pro of 35 years was retiring. And so I've always had an entrepreneurial streak in me and done a lot of different things in the golf industry. It's like watching the Man versus Food episode on the Food Network. Yeah, I've had just about every job you can have in the golf industry. So this is probably one of the best jobs that you could possibly have as a PGA golf professional in the state of Florida. I mean, this is a high-paying job, very prestigious. And so the board called me up and says, "We'd like you to interview." And I said, I have to turn it down. And they go, "Are you crazy? Why is that?" I said, "Well, you had a pro that's been there for 35 years. I've had 35 jobs. I wouldn't last a week."
I can relate to that. Well, hey, but you know what? I started out as captain of my high school golf team.
Hey, that's fantastic. You know, and one of the really fascinating things, and I've just ordered this book. It's called A Pirate Looks at Reality. I read a book review about it, about your book that you wrote called The Last Florida Boy.
Yes.
And I can tell you a little bit about some of our friends. Our biggest fan of the show is Wild Bill Sereau, and he's all into the Pirates, man, and Jimmy Buffett. In fact, anytime I'm with him, Jimmy Buffett, he turns it on the radio, and then he rips off the knob. I mean, that's all you hear is Jimmy Buffett.
Jim.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. I mean, it's fascinating to me.
Well, you know, when I first started music and I got the record deal, I didn't really have a studio band, not the one that I've been touring with. So Jimmy lent me some of his guys from the Coral Reefers. I went up to Nashville, and half the band was Coral Reefer Band, and the other half was a country, Don Williams, who was a famous country star at the time. So I had half the Reefers and half of the Don Williams band when we did the first album.
And half the Reefers didn't sound good. I don't think they left half Reefers laying around back in those days.
But, you know, through that, your Fingers Taylor, the famous harmonica player for Jimmy, and Harry Daly, the bass player, and I got to know those guys pretty well. And then through, obviously, with Jimmy, because he'd done me a great service. And then a really funny story. The first time I ever played over in England, Harry was playing bass in my band when he wasn't out with Coral Reefers. And so I wanted him to come and play, but Jimmy was out on tour, like a 6-week tour with Harry playing, but my date was the next day after his last date on tour in New York or in D.C. And, I wanted to get him over to England. So Jimmy put him on the plane, and the only way he could get him over to England would be to get him down to D.C. And there were no flights leaving to get him there in time. And so there was a diplomatic flight leaving from D.C. And Jimmy, we didn't even know if he got him on the plane or not. He had to get down from New York to D.C. and get on that flight. And so I sent one of my texts to the airport at Heathrow just to see if Harry got off the plane, and he did. And he walked into the club about 30 minutes before we went on stage.
I bet you got some stories that you can't really tell on the air as well.
Oh yeah, turn off the knob and I'll tell you a few.
so let's talk a little bit about the world of entertainment and how golf kind of melds into it, in your opinion. And John Rager's been essentially an entertainer as well as a PGA of America golf pro. John has owned golf. I mean, you guys have so much in common. John has owned golf courses. He's had his own nationwide radio show. There's so many synergies, fellas, between golf and entertainment that this is a prime weekend to be talking about it. You know, the AT&T Pro-Am Celebrity that used to be the greatest party in L.A. back in the day.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of entertainers, as John knows, athlete entertainers, they all play golf, whether they play well or not. But they get out on the tour, and there's some great golfers out there. Vince Gill, there's some really good golfers, and
Kenny G, of all people.
Oh yeah, Willie Nelson.
who's the most famous story, celebrity you've golfed with, John?
Yeah, I got to tell you a quick story. When we owned the Bloomingdale Golfers Club, it's in Valrico, Florida, part of the Tampa Bay area. We're the original founders of it. We built it in 83. We sold it in 91. But during that time period, we would have big-name acts come out and play our golf course because, we were rated in the top 10 of golf courses in Florida at the time, and we were a golfers club. We had all these young touring pros like Lee Jansen, Marco Dawson, Colleen Walker. All of them won, major tournaments, major championships, and they were all young and unnoticed at that time. So it was a place where you wanted to eat, sleep, and drink and play golf. That was it. That's all you wanted to do there. No tennis courts, no swimming pools. It was just people that just really loved the game of golf, no matter what their skill level was. Well, one day I get a call from a band manager that, hey, listen, I got the group coming out to play golf tomorrow, but we got to keep it a secret because it's Columbus Day and school's route, and you just got to keep it secret. I said, okay. And says, well, what is the name of the band? Says, well, you'll know it when they walk in the golf shop. So I'm the only one there in the golf shop. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. It's early, and this group wanted to be the first one out. And they walk in. It's Guns N' Roses. Okay, the Guns N' Roses bus pulls up. There they are. They're dressed in like some sort of polyester golf pants, golf shirts, gaudy looking golf shirts. And they just tattooed everywhere, okay? And their hair's all backed out, and they're very respectful. But they were using this as a way to get off the drugs. That's what they, golf became something for them. Well, in the same day, I get a call from another road manager and said, "Hey, listen, we've got the Judds, and they want to come out and play golf." And the Judds knew one of our tour pro members, and I said, "Bring it on!" So here comes the Judds tour bus. They roll up. So Guns N' Roses is coming off the 18th hole, and they're getting ready to finish, and the Judds are getting ready to go tee it up on the on the first hole. Well, they drive right by each other, and they know each other very well. And so we had to go, and we actually just let them sit out there between the 18th green and the first tee in their golf carts, and we brought them lunch, and they sat and they visited for about an hour, and then Guns N' Roses went on its way, and the Judds played, and that was just a very memorable Columbus Day at the Bloomingdale Golfers Club.
Yeah, that was a crazy mix right there, the Judds and Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, did you hear Tom ask if Slash wore his hat?
His top hat?
No, he didn't. No, there were no hats being worn. They did have golf caps on. They didn't have like hats. They had like regular golf caps that they bought a few logo shirts out of the golf shop, and they were good customers. I made them pay, too. They didn't play for free because I knew they were making a lot of money. Hey, we got to ring those cash registers in the golf business because, it's hard to make a living doing that.
I'd love to see Slash and Axl Rose in golf hats, though. That would have been great.
Well, yeah.
We didn't have cell phones in those days. I wish I would have grabbed my camera. We didn't have cell phones in those days, but we'd had that. Of course, once you post it, you'd have 10,000 kids there, in about 15 minutes.
without a shadow of a doubt. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, we had Kerry McNallen. He's talking about the event that he has out there at in Carmel at Pebble Beach. And, you know, we talked about this watered-down field. But there are still some entertaining personalities out there. Murray's still playing the event. You know, Aaron Rodgers from the sports side, Larry Fitzgerald, Ray Romano. It's still got to be somewhat entertaining. It's just sad that it's gotten to the point where it's at now, and it's kind of an afterthought on the tour.
Well, you know, humorous clip from this week when I was getting ready to put out my daily John Rager report there, and I saw where I think it's Josh Allen. He's the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so he I guess the Pro Bowl festivities are coming up, you know, and I know they've watered that whole thing down. You know, they play flag football, and all kinds of silly stuff. But he said he couldn't participate in all that because he was injured. And there he is in Pebble Beach playing golf this week. So I think he scored a lot of brownie points with a lot of golfers out there, knowing that he's going to blow off the Pro Bowl so he can go ahead and play in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. That's what golf's all about right there. Priority.
Exactly, and if you took a look at the Pro Bowl games, they're calling them now. They've got dodgeball. They're going to play flag football tomorrow, which will really have a huge audience. Probably the lowest in the history of the Pro Bowl, if you even want to call it that now. So, yeah.
But, you know, my dad's rolling in his grave right now. My dad played 12 years in the NFL, and he was an All-Pro linebacker, so he's All-Pro for 3 years in a row. Of his 12 years that he played and played for the Steelers and the Redskins. Of course, we call them the Commanders now, is that right? But he's rolling in his grave thinking that they're going out there and they're going to play, you know, ring toss and flag football for the Pro Bowl. You might as well just not have the game. Just, you know, just have a banquet.
I agree 1,000%. And as Tom just said, Josh Allen isn't the only one that's dodging that Pro Bowl for other activities. There's a lot better things to do. Hey, why don't we take a break? We'll hold Tom here, and we'll come back, and we'll get the John Rager report as we wind things down here on the Tee, Florida, from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee, Florida, as we do our Iowa introductions. You know what Iowa stands for? I love Iowa. You'll probably like this. Idiots out wandering aimlessly. I didn't know that until I got down here. I took a lot of offense to it. Now I use the same thing when my friends and family come down. Anyway, you're listening to On the Tee, Florida. Tom Gribben sitting across from me, the St. Pete's most interesting man, as John Rager just alluded to. And John Rager's up there at Crescent Beach, Florida. This last conversation brought to you by our good friends at Coppertail Brewing. And I want to wish Will Law, he's the local rep. He's battling back from a young man from two brain tumors that were taken out in November right after his wedding. So we're thinking of you well down here at Ferg's. Everybody loves you down here. Coppertail Brewing, big supporter of On the Tee, Florida, and everything on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. So, John Rager, what else is going on up there this weekend, my friend?
Well, you know, we have to mention that this week's John Rager report is brought to you by Yank and Crank, which is extreme fishing fashion. And, you know, Mike, this week, well, we went ahead and we believe, and by next Saturday, we pointed the URL to our brand new website, onthetfloridagolf.com. So you go there right now, you won't see anything. But we got our fingers crossed. We were working on it yesterday afternoon late to make sure that we've got that URL pointed. So we're going to have our own website. And on that website has a lot of different things. I mentioned Yank and Crank is the extreme fishing fashion. But the links to all of our sponsors are on that page. You know, we talk about Sea Dog. We talk about Ice Pick. And Barb, the realtor, she's awesome. You know, and we talk about Yank and Crank. So we talk about all of our sponsors and Coppertail and Shrimpies and Fergs and things like that. So our listeners out there, if you go to the website when it finally appears from the Ethernet of the Meta Universe, you'll be able to sign up for free stuff. You'll be able to win free things in drawings, on a weekly drawing. All you do is agree to let us send you an email once in a while. We won't sell it to anybody. We're just there to make sure that you listen in, you support our sponsors, and you go from there. But this week's John Rager report, and every day I post something, a link, to be able to let our listeners read something that's a little bit different. So since it's the AT&T Pro-Am, most people don't realize that you could actually go play Pebble Beach. You could go walk into the golf shop and pay a greens fee. And I'm going to tell you in a moment who you could go through to do that, what kind of tour company. But I remember years ago I was out at a PJ business meeting out in San Francisco, and I had a choice. If I had a free afternoon, I could go to Napa or I could go to Pebble Beach. Well, I've never been to Pebble Beach, so I wanted to go on down there. So I walk into the golf shop, and it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, And I look up, and so he walked in before me and says, "Hey, I want to play golf." He says, "Are you staying at the hotel?" "No, I'm not." I says, sir, you can't play here unless you're staying in the hotel or you're a PJ golf professional. So this guy scatters away, and I said, "Well, I'm a PJ golf professional. How much would it cost me to play?" Now, this is like 20 years ago. And they said, "Well, that'll be $587. I'm like, "Are you kidding me? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to get dark." Well, you know what I did? I decided, well, I don't know, maybe I should pay it. This is a bucket list. You're out there. You got this. You got to tee it up. So, and the gal behind the counter says, "Listen, you can just rent a cart for $25 and do that and just drive around. You don't have to play." So I did. For $25, I hopped in a golf cart. I stopped at that pub that's in the clubhouse on the way out, and I bought a six-pack of beer. I iced it down, and that six-pack cost me like $65. So I iced that thing down. And I drove around, and I stopped at every tee, every fairway, every green. So I'm sitting on the 18th hole trying to finish off my beers, and people came, you know, walking up, you know, to play the 18th hole, and they go, what are you doing here? You know, I said, "Well, I'm just a visiting PJ golf professional, and I just want to watch people hit it off the most famous hole in golf," right? If there's one hole you want to play, there's one hole you want to see, it's that hole at Pebble Beach. I mean, it's so famous. And they said, "Hey, pro, you want to hit one for us?" I said, "Sure." So I did that for about a half dozen groups out there. I stayed out there for a while, finished my beer, hit tee shots for people. It was probably the best way you could ever experience Pebble Beach. But so if you're out there, and you can't like I did. What's that, Mike?
So for a total of $90, you got to take 8 or 9 swings at that hole, and then and see the entire course. I'd say that's superb negotiating, John Rager.
Well, yeah, it's interesting to hear when we were talking to Kerry earlier on the broadcast about that Legends golf tournament that he runs out there. You know, in my John Rager report, I had a link this week to Kerry and all the things that he's doing. Evidently, he just mentioned that it's based out of Vero Beach. Well, I found a sports tour company. It's called Sports Tours, and it's based out of Vero Beach. And, you know, what they can do is they can get you on all the golf courses out there. You know, we already know about Pebble Beach, Spyglass, Spanish Bay, things like that, but there's also a lot of golf courses out there that no one's ever heard of, and this is the company that can get you on. It's called sportstours.com, and they've got a great reputation. I checked it out. And they also can get you to Stream Song right here in Florida. They can get you to Bandon Dunes. They can get you to Pinehurst. They can get you to Kohler. So they can do just about any place that's golf in North America. They're based in Vero Beach. You know what? I bet you Kerry and these people know each other, so we'll do a little follow-up on that next week. But that's it. That's the John Rager Golf Report. Or we renamed it this week the John Rager Report.
That's
golf,
correct.
Travel, lifestyle. Okay, so I got to get this down just right. But we're just trying to make it fun, expand our horizons, and let our listeners get in there and learn something a little bit more about golf and the golfer's lifestyle.
And I'll get a travel sponsor. Speaking of traveling, since Michael outside the ropes, my son's segment, he's working today. I wanted him to touch upon this, and I think I sent it to you. You want to talk about some avid golfers here in Florida, down there at Deltura Golf and Country Club in Fort Myers? Did you see that that small plane went down on the fairway? It wasn't a wreck, but it was right in front of the green, and as they were waiting for people to remove it, a bunch of the golfers took it upon themselves to push the plane to the side so they could get their rounds finished. And nothing says you're passionate about the game of golf like pushing a plane off the putting surface.
Well, you know, you actually, if they knew a little bit more about the rules of golf, they could have saved themselves a lot of effort. And the rules of golf states that at any time there's a hazardous situation, for example, like an alligator, you actually can pick up your ball and drop it freely.
And running like hell. What do you mean?
At the nearest point of relief. This plane could blow up. It's a hazardous thing. But, you know, I as golfers, we know we're not the smartest people in the world as golfers. We kind of figured that.
Passionate.
But, hey, I love their spirit.
Yeah, passionate. Hey, what did you think about, we've got a few minutes. What did you think about how things wound up over there in Dubai with Patrick Reed and Rory McIlroy? And what was the reality behind that, the ball in the tree deal? Because if you looked at that tree, there was 1,000 balls in there. How the hell did he? And you know, everybody's playing with the same ball on the tour. A lot of them, they might have a different color stripe. What was your assessment as a pro?
You know, sometimes you just have to put things in perspective. I'd rather figure out where the Chinese spy balloon's going than worry about Patrick Reed's ball, which tree it fell into.
Hey, there's two of them now.
Hey, Tom, what's your...
There's one over Latin America. There's two of them, John. There's two of these.
Yeah, hey, Tom, what's your take on that? It's not the Chinese spy balloon, but, you know, if there's 1,000 balls up there, you know, he's going to have to take a drop. He's going to have to take a penalty. There's more than just one little lone tree sitting there. It could be in any tree. He's 300 yards away. And the bizarre thing, I think there was a pair of binoculars that they handed to him that he would look and try to identify his ball. And he said he identified it, and he handed it to the rules official, and they identified it. But I know it's perception is reality here, and I think the reality here is he probably didn't take the right drop, and he almost won the tournament. What do you think about that, Tom?
Asking me?
Yeah. You're the captain of your high school team. Come on.
Hey,
you know, and
I've been
in trees a lot, so I'm an expert.
I use the foot wedge.
Of your high school golf team, tell us.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's comical. I mean, that's something for Kerry to weigh in on.
Well, yeah, to weigh in, I think Patrick Reed's a clown.
Hey, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to put our order in for golf impersonations each week. You know, Kerry doesn't realize what he got himself into here, but he's going to have to next week. We need a Rory impersonation here. We need him to figure out how to talk to Roy McIlroy.
Yeah, I think he can do that too. Except, you know, Rory himself, he's just so serious all the time. He makes me want to go talk to John Daly.
Absolutely, you know, and You know, you think John Daly is ever going to get away from a Santa Claus look, or is he just is this going to be the bearded one for the rest of his life? What do you think?
Well, you know, he's sponsoring this this beard trimmer thing now. I don't know if you've seen the advertisements.
I thought he only promoted Hooters and alcohol consumption and cigs. I think he's a Marlboro man. Like,
no, he's got this new trimmer now. Grip it and trim it. I saw the ad. It's really hilarious.
Oh my God, he was grip it and rip it, and now he's
grip it and trim it. He's got the long beard, and he starts trimming the beard out on the fairway. Hilarious.
Well, John, hey, Greg, we got a couple minutes.
That puts John Daly in the category of George Foreman out there. You know, the George Foreman grill. Who else could promote eating a fat laden hamburger and cooking it on a grill? Well, you know. Trim it and the beard trimming thing, John Daly. It's genius. It's absolutely genius.
Well, I tell you this, and I told you what we're working on. Patty the Cart Girl, that is our ticket to hang out with John Daly. I'm telling you right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brilliant.
He's gonna look at us and just shake his head. But when we bring Patty the Cart Girl up to Clearwater Country Club, that's our ticket in.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, that's not a problem. I'll tell you why. Because every time we show up somewhere, everybody shakes their head anyway. It doesn't matter if it's John Daly or the pro behind the counter. They're just shaking their head when we walk up.
They'll be shaking their head on this one, John.
Well, and we will be going to a lot of events. I'm going to tell you right now, let me plug this one real quickly. I forgot about it. It's on April 3rd. It's the first annual Florida FF Stephen Coakley Foundation Golf Tournament. Our buddy Bob Daly up there at Bardmore. It's a Monday. And they're looking for foursomes. It's $500. All the proceeds go to first responders. Stephen Coakley lost his life on 9/11, and they put a foundation together. I've talked to his sister, and I'm excited about us getting involved in that. Just another one of the celebrity tournaments that we'll be going out to with our sponsor and our friends at Big Storm and Luke and the gang. So I'm looking forward to that. I appreciate you coming down today there, Mr. Gribbins, and bringing Kerry McNally and Carl Spackler into the conversation.
It's always a good time. We'll see you next week, huh?
All right, John Rager, any parting words, my friend?
No, it's always a pleasure to be on the air with you, Mike, and also with now with Tom and now with Kerry, and looking forward to another great week of golf here, especially with the Super Bowl and the Waste Management Open. So as I always find out every week, yank and crank, everybody, yank and crank. I'm out.
Well, I'll tell you, one little adage. Get ready for next week because it's the biggest party in golf. It's the Waste Management in Phoenix. You'll even like that. That's what 100,000 plus on, is that 16 or 17? John did wind
you
down.
You asking me all there, right. Michael? I thought I was out. I thought I yanked and cranked it, and I'm out of here. But, no, it's the... It's the 16th hole, and it's really grown. There might be 40, 50,000 people around that. And it's probably one of the great spectacles in the game of golf because
Google Tiger Woods. Absolutely.
All right, guys. Now
1996. I'm out. Yankee crank. I'm out of here.
You're out of here, brother. From the first Bar and Grill, 19th Old Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to us. Kerry McNally, Tom Gribbins, John Rager, Joe Bedrow, and Matt on the controls. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection next. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.